Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and determination, technique number 3, part 2, determination and gratitude. We left off in part 1, hearing that by discussing the sadhana practices, sadhana abhyas, of great souls and great Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we can in turn increase our determination to power on to completion, which is the title of technique number 3. Let's discuss the life of Srila Haridas Thakur, the Namacharya, who displays a sterling example of determination to complete a fixed number of rounds, even in the face of the most difficult obstacles, inconceivable opposition. Haridas always finished his prescribed chanting of 3 lakhs of rounds a day, 192 rounds every day without fail. Jai Haridas Thakur ki jai, jai Haridas Thakur ki jai, jai Haridas Thakur. 2 different times in the bhajan life of Haridas Thakur, Maya came to test his vow. Maya personified and also a prostitute came to seduce him, but he powered on to completion and finished his rounds. At other time, Haridas Thakur displayed an extraordinary degree of determination. One miscreant anti-Hindu ruler tortured Haridas Thakur by having him caned and beaten by his guards from one marketplace to another, 22 marketplaces. Although Haridas was practically beaten to death, nevertheless, he kept chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. He was severely tortured and almost killed, but still in that most challenging time, he maintained his determination and fixity to power on to completion. It's explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Kanda kanda hai deha jaya jari prahan tabu ami badane na chari hari nam. At that crucial time, Thakur Haridas said to those miscreants, even if you chop my body in 100 pieces and kill me, I will never stop chanting Hari Nam. Jai Haridas Thakur ki jai. Gratitude, determination. A sincere devotee should always remember what was the quality and lifestyle of mine before I received diksha and the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Krishna. By the grace of my beloved Gurudev, I have received a new life of happiness and hope, a life filled with fulfillment, satisfaction, peace, and the promise of spiritual perfection. When one recalls his previous useless activities and lifestyle, going nowhere but to samsara, naturally a devotee will feel ever-increasing gratitude and affection for Sri Guru. And when our gratitude and affection for Gurudev increase, this will deepen our determination to fulfill his order to chant 16 attentive, concentrated, devotional japa rounds every day. We will increase our determination and strive sincerely to achieve the goal of Radha Govinda Prem in this very life, perfection now. May the readers and listeners of this audio receive blessings and inspiration from the following words of Srila Prabhupada. These candid words spoken by Srila Prabhupada will give one renewed determination to chant with enthusiasm and continuing drive and attention and concentration powering on to completion. Srila Prabhupada said, I have gone and seen a variety of stages throughout my long life, and I have attained full experience of this material world. I don't want it. I have that determination. Society, family, love, friendship, all these nonsense things, everything out. I have wasted my life, but not anymore. I am no more interested with this material world. So the conclusion of part two, determination and gratitude of tech number three, powering on to completion, is by remembering the incredible determination of Haridas Thakur and praying for his mercy, we can overcome the beating of our mind, which tries to break our determination and concentration and prevent us from completing or finishing our rounds. In the Padma Puran, one verse says that by remembering, thinking about, remembering, or praying to a great saint or a great personality like Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Haridas Thakur, or Srila Prabhupada, and remembering their lives of sadhana, their teachings, and their mercy, then, according to Padma Puran, that devotee who remembers and prays to these great saints of Gaudiya Vaishnavism will receive and be blessed and attain 1/6 of their spiritual power, their bhakti, shakti, and divine energy will come down to that sadhaka who remembers that. So just see the power of remembering saintly persons, talking about the saints, and remembering them. By doing this, then we'll get the power to power on to completion and finish our japa. Thus ends technique number three for improving our concentration and taste and chanting Hare Krishna.